After talking to Taru, I felt so lonely. I didn't have no one. No cute little Alubu pear bottom to... I mean, I was very unhappy. I needed to talk to someone. I asked Oop-Boop if I could use his hyper-thought link to make an off-planet call, and he said no problem.
Hello, this is Mother Kapoor.
Hello, Mother.
Rodent, how are things on Alubu Roy?
Ra.
Ra? You say it's Ra?
Ra.
Oh, those primitive backward planets, what are they ever going to get with it?
Ruah.
You said that. So how are you, Rodent?
I'm okay.
Well, you certainly don't sound it. Are the hairy corners of your mouth turned down, Rodent?
My mouth doesn't have corners, Mother.
Well, you wouldn't call unless you had a problem or you felt guilty.
And I've been too busy lately to let you feel guilty, so you must have a problem.
I'm a clown, Mother.
You've always been a clown, Rodent. Did it take you this long to discover that?
This is not my problem, Mother. The problem is this mean clown that doesn't like me.
Life is filled with mean clowns that don't like us, Rodent.
I know, but Cream Puff is one really mean, low-down, dirty clown.
Cream Puff?
I think he's trying to kill me, Mother.
You shouldn't take it personally.
I think he's the one who put a bomb in the custard pie.
Don't tell me you got into a pie fight.
Yes, all the clowns were throwing pies at each other.
A pie exploded?
It was meant to remove my head.
And I know you'll try again, Mother.
Then stay away from frothy things like shaving cream, cappuccinos, mad dogs.
Meringue.
It was custard, not meringue.
It may be meringue next time. Quit mumbling and take the offensive, Rodent.
But he already thinks I'm offensive.
Use your God-given talent, Rodent.
Can you remind me what that is, Mother?
Born sneaky.
Oh.
That was the one thing I could never beat out of you, Rodent.
Lord knows I tried.
I know.
There must be a reason you were born this way, so you might as well make a profession out of it.
Pro sneaky?
Why? Is there something else you could do?
I can clown.
Then go out there and clown, dammit.
Yes, Mother.
And don't forget to duck. Goodbye.
Born sneaky.
Rodent was inspired by his mother's advice, but just as he began to plot how he would spy on Cream Puff, near disaster struck again. Kapoor's clown attire was sabotaged. He always examined each item before every performance. Floppy shoes, check for traps in the toes. Wig, check for concealed creatures. Baggy pants, check for snakes, so on. The one item Kapoor failed to examine was his honking nose. On the end of his normal rat-like nose, he would fit a big red bulb that he could squeeze. This came in handy when the clowns were on their unicycles, sitting high up in the air, except for Kapoor, who was pedaling a unicycle that was about an inch off the ground. When he wanted to pass another clown, he'd honk his nose. That night, they raced around the ring, bumping, jostling, elbowing each other, until a clown waved a flag for the final lap. This was Kapoor's cue to scoot ahead, weaving in and out of the other clowns, causing such chaos the clowns collided into each other, tumbling off their unicycles and falling in a tangled heap of big shoes, spinning wheels, and clown pom-poms. And as Kapoor crossed the finish line, he waved to the crowd and reached up to give his bulbous nose a final victory honk. But at that very moment, a cloaked rider galloped by on a pony, grabbed Kapoor's nose and threw it high into the air, where it exploded.
The crowd went wild, Kapoor went white, and Angel went galloping away.
Later, still shaken by the close shave, Kapoor wobbled into Angel's dressing room.
You saved my life.
I know, Rodent.
But how did you know that my nose was going to explode?
I guess it was just android intuition.
Androids have intuition?
Yes, we even have hunches.
Is that like fuzzy logic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Miss Angel.
You're welcome, Rodent.
Oh.
It was much later, long after the show, when two whispering voices hissed out of the darkness.
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Save the little rodent.
He's been sweet to me.
Twice you've thwarted me.
Don't hurt him.
I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm trying to kill him.
Not if I can help it, Green Puff.
Just stay out of my way, Angel Face.
I'll try to save him.
You save him once more, and you're Angel Dust, baby.
A speak bubble came through the tubes. It was from her angelness.
There are some that are something else.
That intrigued me. There was something she wanted to show me. She said to take one of the Zeppers. It's a taxi, a small electric dirigible. There are two propellers on the Zepper operated by a double set of pedals. The driver was pedaling with all four of his feet. Well, it was faster than walking. I liked looking down at the city from above. There are very few straight lines down there. The streets wove around hills and buildings and boulders. I mean, don't they know what a bulldozer is around here? There was a sunset with lots of blues, purples, greens, fading into black. It was getting dark. We were headed out of town. The driver explained the address was in a sort of warehouse district on the outskirts. Here, too, the lumpy buildings were environmentally friendly, blending in with the occasional boulder and the desert that stretched beyond. A door on the side of the building opened. Standing in the doorway was her angelness. She stepped back. I stepped in. The inside was lit by a row of bulbs that extended to the far end of the warehouse. This what you wanted to show me? An empty warehouse?
No, Ruby.
Well, why are we here?
It's not empty.
Okay, other than you, me, and the molecules, it looks empty and it sure sounds like it.
Your voice is being synthesized through a spatial reverberation unit. What you are seeing is the same technology they used to synthesize the Nak Kree.
They can synthesize their energy field?
Yes.
Where?
You are looking at it.
I don't see it.
Watch me, Ruby.
I watched her angelness as she walked toward the far wall of the warehouse. She didn't get very far. She was gone. Angel! Hey, what did you... My echo just disappeared. What did you do? I took a step forward and stepped right into another world. It was a world filled with rows of Ilubus, different sizes, different ages, different sexes. Some had pinkish skin, some bluish. They were lined up like a bunch of pods with tubes stuck in them. And what was really freaky, none of them had faces.
Do you know who they are, Ruby?
I got an idea. How did you figure this out?
It takes one to know one.
You're not an Ilubu.
I am an android.
And you can spot an Ilubu android?
Yes.
Can they?
I do not think so.
Do the Ilubus know they have androids among them?
No, Ruby.
But they're Nak Kree. That's part of their life force. That's their energy field, their aura, for God's sake. How can that be synthesized?
It can be copied and controlled.
What do you mean, controlled?
Manipulated.
From a distance with a remote?
I do not know, Ruby.
How did you find this place?
I followed one of the Chosen.
Why are they called the Chosen?
That is how they refer to each other, Ruby.
So you've been doing a little gumshoeing on your own.
You are my mentor, Ruby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'm doing okay then.
Yes, Ruby.
So this is where they stamp out Ilubu androids.
They are grown here.
But they're not clones.
No, not clones. Doppelgangers.
What's a doppelganger?
A ghostly double of a living person.
What?
Look at this, Ruby.
God. Is that Boom Boom Bazoon?
Yes, Ruby.
Not bad. Could have fooled me.
But not me.
So they sculpt the faces and put in the detail work later?
Yes, Ruby.
Do you know who's behind this?
No.
Let me get this straight. You followed an Ilubu android and they led you here.
Yes.
Where did you see him?
It was not a him.
A her?
Yes, at the circus.
She was sitting in the audience?
Yes, Ruby.
How did you know?
I don't know.
Listen, can you contact Boom Boom Bassoon?
I will send a speak bubble.
Yeah, whatever. Just get him out here.
You trust Boom Boom Bassoon?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
See how she leans her hand upon her cheek.
Back at the digital circus, Taru also inflates a speak bubble, but one for his lady love, the tall and shapely Sufu. Well, that is tall and shapely for the normally short, pear-shaped Ilubu.
Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Let's get back to Ruby.
While Angel was locating Boom, I was snooping around. What had me puzzled was the technology. It wasn't like anything I'd seen on Ilubu Hua. It could have been from my planet, Sumanula.
Boom Bassoon is on his way.
They haven't been using the place for long, have they?
I agree.
Do they have an android works on this planet?
They do now.
Did you hear something?
Yes, Ruby.
Lights were clicking off all over the place. I flipped on my night glasses. I eased out my trusty Smith Hitachi Godzilla blunderbuss blaster. I figured if those androids started shuffling my way, they'd be scraping zombie flesh off the walls.
Ruby, over there!
Yeah, I see it. It was a big, round, rubbery ball like a translucent bubble, and it was merrily bouncing this way. It looked like it wanted to play, but I didn't. Pieces went flying all over the place. Angel caught a sticky fragment. It wrapped around her hand. It was pulsating. What is that stuff?
It is bio-flesh.
That was made of synthetic flesh?
It is alive.
Wait, there's one behind you. Yuck, those things are like synthetic spulagas.
Spulagas?
Yeah, those giant suck balls on Jazuli 3, but those things are worse. They really stink.
Ruby, the pieces are trying to crawl back together again.
God, technology can be so disgusting. Let's get out of here. Oh, no, wait, those bio droids? I almost forgot to say goodnight.
They are alive, Ruby.
Yeah, right.
You are killing life forms, Ruby.
Yeah.
They are as alive as you and me, Ruby.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you're not alive.
I think I am.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Ruby.
Yeah, I know.
Ruby, this.
Yeah.
Ruby! Spulaga!
I whirled around. The flesh ball was in the air. I fired point blank. The thing exploded. Fragments of bioflesh were flying all over the place, sticking to me. I was trying to pull them off, but pieces were hitting the floor and bouncing right back on me. I couldn't get them off. The ball was reforming with me inside it. And then, everything became very still. I was inside something that was breathing. It was strangely peaceful, like being suspended inside a lullaby. I had to admit, it wasn't a bad way to go.